Now, I know deer season is right here on top of us, but guys, I'm telling you, turkey season isn't too far away. Before you know it, turkey season is going to be right here on top of us, and you're going to be scrounging, looking for stuff. Hey, you ain't got to look far. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, Bloodline Custom Calls. That's where you want to go. Those guys have some of the best slate calls you're going to hear for hunting turkeys. I'm telling you, hands down, good stuff. And you know what else they've got right now that you can use? Some good merchandise. Man, two of the coolest looking camouflage hats that I've ever seen. And then they've got a new hoodie coming out that, hey guys, wink, wink, nod, nod, I'd like to get one. Oh my goodness, those new hoodies they've got are, they're good looking, okay? Just going to say that. Bloodline Custom Calls. Go check them out. Instagram, Facebook. I'm telling you, man, when it comes down to slate calls, these are some of the best sounding calls I've heard. Bloodline Custom Calls right here. Ruston, Louisiana, North Louisiana company. You know, we got to support local. Give them a shot. You won't be disappointed, I promise you. So this week with Wise Eye, I want to tell you guys what I've got going on. I took it down in the bottoms where I knew I had some deer on acorns and or acorns and got the normal pictures. But what I really found out was two things. The trigger speed on this Wise Eye camera is extremely quick. I have a coyote coming towards the camera at about a quarter and 2 meter angle, and it's still captured. If you know anything about coyotes, they're moving when they come through the woods. I was impressed with that. I mean, it was center frame. The next thing that I found out, this camera has taken over 1,500 pictures and sent them to me in high definition and using 8 regular AA batteries. I'm not talking about lithium or anything like that. I'm talking about I just grabbed some basic batteries, threw them in there just to see what was happening. 1,500 pictures later, it's time to change the battery. So that's not too bad. Go check them out. WiseEyeTechnologies.com. Amazon, you can grab some on the internet. And there's some more stores around the area that are starting to get them in. I know K&M's got them. I'm not affiliated with any store, but if I'm going to pump one, I'm going to put my buddies over at K&M. Go in K&M Coffee, Corks, and Camo. Put your hands on one. You will not regret it. Got a good podcast for you this evening, guys. I'm telling you, we're going to start trying to get this done every week. So far, so good. I've been consistently coming in every week. You guys have showed up and listened. My listener count goes up every week, and for that, I am extremely grateful. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. Tell your friends what we got going on over here at Antlers and Hicks. Go over there and buy some merchandise, man. We got merchandise, shirts, and hats. I need to do a little bit better job of marketing that, but you know, it is what it is. I'm not in it to make money. I just like to have a little something to give people, you know, show people. So without further ado, we're going to get with Cricket Collins out of Gilbert, Louisiana, with a big Morehouse Parish deer she took down named Hercules. I'm telling you guys, one heck of a story from one heck of a storyteller. You're going to like it. So I've been trying to get some things on this podcast I thought would interest people. And when I saw this article by Glenn Harrison, Louisiana Sportsman, I knew this was one I wanted to get. A lady hunter that got a really, really nice deer. Miss Cricket Collins from Gilbert. How you doing, Miss Cricket?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Now, you know, like I was telling you before, you're the first lady I've had on here. And it's interesting, you know, young men come up, and that's just kind of like, you know, default. In North Louisiana, most of us is going to hunt and fish. But how did you get into hunting? Because by the story Mr. Glenn told, I mean, you were just as confident when you shot that animal as anything ever. Did you get started early?
No, sir, not really. I hunted with my dad when I was younger, but he never let me pack a gun, you know, and then when I met my husband, Galen Collins, we started going, and he got me into regular bow hunting. And I killed my first deer. It was a doe on buckhorn. I can't even remember when it was. It was about 17 or 18 years ago.
Really?
And, yeah, he put me out. He took me to where he found. Him and my dad had been scouting it out, and he put me on a tree. He said, "Now there's a doe gonna come by here." He says, "First bow, shoot it," you know. I said, "Okay." So he puts me out, takes me out there, and then he leaves. He says, I'm going to go on down the road. And he said, you see anything or you need anything, call me. Well, I heard him get back on the four-wheeler. And before I could climb the tree with the tree climber, I could still hear him. But I also heard a deer coming through the woods. And I said, oh, my God, I got to hurry up. And I hurried up and was pulling my bow up with the string. And I was still standing up in the tree climber. And the deer walked right up under me. I mean, right up under me. Well, I pulled my bow back, and I shot right beside the deer's leg. I said, oh, man. Well, a deer run out there about 20 yards, and he's walking straight away from me. And he watches hunting shows all the time. Well, I hear him go, rah, rah. So I did.
No, you didn't. Well,
I did. The deer turned broadside. I pulled another arrow back, and phew, I let it go. And I could see the blood. Well, then I heard the four-wheeler cut off. So I called him. I said, Galen, come on back down here. He said, why? What's wrong? I said, I done shot a deer. He said, you lying. I said, no, I'm not either. He said, come on. So he comes on back down, and we get the deer and get it out. Well, the other people coming in going hunting, here we are going home.
Yeah, they're like, well, I didn't come at the right time, I'm sure.
But that got me started bow hunting. And then, you know, when they got a crossbow, I told him, I said, it kind of hurts to pull the bow back with my shoulder and stuff. And I said, I'm going to try a crossbow. So I started out with a 10-point, and it's so heavy till when they come out with the Raven. My husband bought me a Raven for my birthday. He sighted it in. He said, I got this thing tuned in. He said, come out here and shoot it. And I shot it 25 yards. We stack them up. He moved it to 50, stack them up. I said, moving on out there to 100 yards. They say this baby will shoot 100 yards. So he moved the target out to 100 yards, and I stacked arrows up 100 yards. He said, hand me that bow. He said, I can't believe you doing that. So he shot it, and he stacked them. He said, that's a mean gun right there.
Hey, I'm going to tell
you. I said, it's better than a gun.
Yeah, my dad has a Raven, and I'm glad that you did what you did. You pushed it as far. If they say it'll do it, you wanted to see. My dad, we'll get out there and we'll shoot. He'll maybe 60 yards is his max. And I'm like, come on, man, push it on back to 100. I can shoot 100 with a vertical bow. Let's push this cross. No, I don't want to lose a bolt. And I'm like, my word. But now I hope he's listening so that he can hear that you've given him the confidence to shoot out there at 100. That's really nice. And you're exactly right. Those Ravens are some extremely fast crossbows.
Oh, they awesome. I love them. Matter of fact, I bought me another one this year because my granddaughter loves to bow hunt. And she's 18.
Okay.
And she loves it. And she shot one at 75 yards last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she smoked that dude.
So, now when you shot a vertical bow, just out of sheer curiosity, what kind did you shoot? Do you remember what brand you shot?
An Eagle. I just got the cheapest bow that I could get, compound bow. It was an Eagle.
And hey, you don't need any more than that. You know, people, and I'm just as guilty as anybody. You want to go out there and you want to buy all the fancy this, that, and the other. Hey, look, the Indians didn't have all that back in the day, and they were deadly. So, you know, as long as you're confident in what you're hunting with, that's all that matters.
Right.
How many deer have you killed archery wise? Do you know?
Probably about 12. My husband just said.
That's good. That's really nice. You know, I love to shoot bows. I love archery, and that once it gets in your blood, it's hard to beat that deer right on top of you for sure.
I just love to be outside when you're cooped up in the convenience store for 12 and 13 hours, and you work and try to find help and stuff. When you get away, you get away.
Now, let's talk about the convenience store. Where is this convenience store at?
In Gilbert, Louisiana.
Okay.
It's the Chevron station in Gilbert. We call it Boone's Grocery.
Mm-hmm.
And then right next door is Cricket's Hideaway. It's a bait stand.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, all right. So what kind of bait you sell out of Cricket's Hideaway?
Well, I have all kind of shiner baits, shiners, goldfish, big shiners. We have red worms, cold worms. We have all kind of bass baits, you know, and then we do all of our deer lures, deer corn. We have a few binoculars, cameras, you know.
Okay.
Well, I just try to keep it year round. So
if somebody's in Gilbert, they need to stop by and take a look at what you got then, don't it? Sound like you got about a one-stop shop, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
They love it, you know.
You got good coffee?
I do. Best on that end of town.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, now look, I listened to a podcast not long ago out in North Arkansas, and the boy was riding around, and he was trying to find taxidermy in gas stations and convenience stores. You got any taxidermy in your convenience store?
No, sir.
Mm. Well, you going to have any?
No, sir.
You ain't going to put this big one on in there just to show him for a little bit?
No, I thought you meant did I have a taxidermist in the
store? No. I'm talking about deer heads.
Oh, deer heads? Oh, yes, sir.
See, that's a convenience store right there. That's a convenience store.
It's in the Hideaway.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. It's close enough.
You want to see a turkey? I got it. You want to see a fox? I got it. You want to see a bass? I got it. You want to see an elk? I have it.
Well, look at you.
Deer, I have it. I have a bobcat.
Hmm.
And I have all kind of deer.
Okay.
I can even tell you their names.
Oh, so you've named them. Are they big deer?
Yes.
Killed locally or where are they from?
Right here in Franklin Parish.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not Franklin Parish. It's around, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I killed Madison Parish, Franklin Parish, and Morehouse.
That's three of the best right there.
Yeah.
Three of the best. So now let's move on into this deer that you got the other day. This deer, I'm going to tell you, the picture I've seen of this animal, my word. Did you know this deer was out there?
I knew the deer was there. I seen him on trail camera. I seen him in September. And he was in full velvet. And my husband and I, we looked at him. And, you know, we figured he'd score between a high 140, 150, you know. Okay, well, I got that on the wall. So I really wasn't nervous, but I said, you know what? I said, I got to get this deer before gun season opens up or he's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to turn into a night owl. So he stayed around probably the biggest September, the end of September. He just disappeared. It's like, he's gone. I didn't get a picture of him for a week. And then all of a sudden, the 1st of October, he came back. And I kept on getting pictures of him for about a week. And I told him, I said, I'm going hunting this weekend. I said, we don't have a bass tournament. We're not going fishing. I said, I'm going hunting. He said, well, I'm going squirrel hunting. I said, okay, fine. You go kill the squirrels. I go kill the deer. So that's what we did. He went over to the game reserve. He went squirrel hunting. I went to the camp. Took my two girls, as I call them, to go with me. It was girls' night out. We spent the night at the camp, and I went bow hunting.
Now, when you say your girls, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about my daughter and my granddaughter.
That's great. I know you guys probably had a good time, didn't you?
Oh, we always do.
So you get in the stand. So did you kill him in the morning or evening?
I killed him that afternoon.
Okay. So tell me about that hunt. How did it go? What time did you get in the stand?
Well, I left Gilbert at 3:00. I met them at my house at 3:00. And I told them, I said, you know, I said, I think I just won't hunt this evening. It's real hot. I said, wind's blowing. I said, let's just go feed up and I'll start early Saturday morning. And they said, okay, Mom, whatever you want to do. And so we hike out to Oak Ridge. We go to the deer camp. We get there. I said, I'm just going to drive my truck back. I drove my truck back, put out feed. And my camera was low. And I said, you know, I said, I just feel like I need to be up in that stand. And my daughter, Christy, said, well, if that's the way you feel, I said, get up in there. Take your bow's right here. Take your bow. Climb up in there, and I'll drive the truck back, and you holler at me, or you walk back to the camp. I said, I'll just walk back. I said, it's no big deal. I'm used to it. And So she left out of there. I climbed up in the stand at 5 o'clock, get my bow ready and set it to the sides and stuff. And just kicking back, relaxing, just hear coons and armadillos and squirrels. And then I had a doe come out. And I said, well, doe fed around a little bit and she left. I said, well, I don't think nothing's going to come out. It's getting, you know, around 6:30 or so. Sun done set a little bit behind the trees. And mosquitoes started buzzing because it was pretty hot. And I waited a little while. Well, about, I don't know, about 20 minutes or so. I scanned the area. And, I'm looking down four different lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I only fed two. But I still look down all four of them. That's just the way I hunt. You know, I like to see all the way around me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I caught a movement or something. I said, what was that? And I picked my binoculars up, and I just seen tail end of something going into the CRP. I said, I believe that was a deer. And then I just kept on scanning. And the way this is set up, I got a middle lane. I call the middle lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a cut through. And it's not but about 40 yards cut through a little section that's in a little back cove. And then I got another lane. I just made it easy for them to walk through.
That's exactly what you did. They just like us. They're going to take the path of least resistance. I've done that before, cut a trail and find more deer tracks than anything going through that trail.
Well, I got trails cut all through my CRP,
mm-hmm.
but I planted it myself. So it's not in a program, so, you know, I can make it any way I want to.
Gotcha.
Well, I said, that looked like a deer. So I look on the other lane, and I said, he's going to come out here if he's going to come out, you know, one nothing. I said, well, that just must be me just seeing something move, you know. Just wanting to see something. Mm-hmm. You know how
I've done it. Yes, ma'am. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just seeing things. I said, that's my ghost rider or something, you know. So I said, oh, well, I said, well, it's getting pretty late. I said, and mosquitoes tear me up. I said, I think I'm going to just call it. And I looked out again one more time. I said, let me get these binoculars. And I looked through my binoculars, and I said, that is a deer. He done come out in the middle lane. I said, that's horns I see. So I picked up my bow, and I turned my little green light on my Raven.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, you can turn it red or green. I like to put mine on green so it won't glow. And I turned it on a light green, and I said, if he steps out, I'm on smoking. I said, once his shoulders clears that CRP, I'm pulling the trigger. Well, he stepped out broadside, just pretty as you please, got him a bite of that persimmon rice brand, and he held his head up, and I seen his horns. I said, oh, get off of that. And because when I knew then he was a house.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got behind his shoulders, and I just pulled it out in the center of it. Center of them. My husband always said, look, if you don't know, get right in the middle. Shoot. So that's what I did. I shot it. I seen the lung knock on the arrow, and I seen it when it went dark. And I seen deer when he spun around, he went back towards what I call the big woods, through the little CRP and into the big woods. I said, he went back the same way he come from. Because he'd been coming from the big woods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get down, and I could not find my arrow. I said, this is not good. Couldn't find my arrow, didn't find any blood. I shined my light, and I seen where that deer spun all the way around. And I was always taught, whichever way the deer was facing, if he kicks out and takes off like a scalded dog, you made a good hit. Now, this deer didn't take off like a scalded dog. He made a complete U-turn and went the other direction. I said, oh my God, I done made a bad shot. I done messed up a good deer.
And you, and you know, you, that, you, your bolt wasn't right there where you, like a complete pass through right there?
No, sir.
That's unusual with a raven.
It was not. I end up, I hit a bone on the other side. It didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
It was still, the whole arrow was still in the deer.
I got you.
But you couldn't see the light or nothing.
Because it was in him.
It was in him.
Mm-hmm.
The light was still lit up in him when we skinned him.
I got you.
The whole arrow was still in him. It did not even pass through.
Wow. I'll be honest with you. I'd have been thinking the same thing. I'd have been thinking the exact same thing. My word, I done hit this deer in the shoulder. I'd have been the same way.
So I backed out. I walked back to the camp. And I told the girls, I said, I just shot Hercules. Well, let's go get him. I said, no, I think I made a bad shot. I said, let's just go to Bastrop, eat at Granny's, and get us something to eat. And I said, we'll look for him in the morning. Well, in the meantime, my granddaughter called her boyfriend. He came over. He said, let's go look for him. I said, no. I told you, we're going to wait in the morning. We're going to give him. I said, it's cool enough. That deer's not going to hurt. And if I said, I made the shot that I think I made. And I said, you guys know. I know when I tell you I put that shot where I put it, it's there. I won't take a bad shot.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty consistent. If that deer don't give me a shot, I'll let him walk. I know where I placed my shot. So I told him, I said, no, we're going to wait. So I got up at 6 o'clock that morning. I walked to the deer stand. I climbed up in it, got my bow ready. Well, they called me at 8 o'clock. They called me Nana. I said, Nana, are you ready? I said, I've been waiting on you guys to wake up. I said, I am so ready.
I bet you was.
So here they come in the electric buggy. They come through there, and I already gotten down. And I told him, I said, this deer went in this direction. I know he did because I heard it. And they said, okay. So we just scattered out, and we looked through the CRP, and it is thick. It's real thick. It's 6-year-old CRP, and I planted it in nothing but deer trees and stuff, and the undergrowth in it is bad, you know. It's good for the deer, but it's bad for a human.
That's right. It ain't nothing nice. You better have your car hearts on when you're going to go through stuff like that.
I had beggar's lice all over me. But anyway, we made a scan through there. And we couldn't find anything. I said, well, I know he went towards these big woods. So I made a big circle all the way to the what I call the big ditch where part of the Bonnerty, it's just the Bonnerty runs through it. It's a big creek bank ditch. And I went all the way to the ditch. I said, well, he didn't come this far because there's no blood. So I walked back up. And I get back out of the big woods, and I'm standing, looking at my stand, seeing where the deer was at. And I'm standing there, and I see two buzzards on the tree. And my daughter just said, what you thinking about, Mom? I said, you see them two buzzards? I said, just squat down. And she squatted down with me, and she said, what does that mean? I said, that means that deer is somewhere close. I said, them buzzards wouldn't be here this early in the morning. I said, because they ain't shot nothing. And I said, that deer's down. I said, nobody else has shot. Don't nobody else bow hunt around there but me. And I said, no, that deer's right here close. And she said, in your mind, said, what do you think? I said, Christy, I think I made a good shot. I know I made a good shot. And I know that deer's down. I have got to find it. And I'm not leaving here until I do. And I said, that's my final. She said, well, what we going to do? I said, we're going to go to the end of this lane right here. And if he come out of that CRP, he's got to cross this open lane. I said, I'm going to get next to the CRP. And you're going to walk beside me. we're going to walk this real slow and we're going to look. We find one drop of blood. That's all I knew. Mm-hmm. We walked about 15 yards when we got to the edge of the CRP. We walked about 15 yards and Christy said, Mama, there's one drop of blood. I said, Christy, look right here in the CRP. I said, look at the blood. She said, Mama, you hit him. You hit him good. I said, he ain't far. I said, but this one drop of blood in the middle of this lane tells me he's in the big woods. I said, you see that trail right there? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, I bet you $100 he went in that trail. I said, they going to the easiest stuff they can go through.
That's exactly right.
And I said, just stay right there on that blood. And I got in the edge of the woods. And I called my granddaughter's boyfriend. He was in the big woods. His name's Colby. And I called him. I said, Colby. And he said, ma'am. I said, where you at? He said, coming your way. I said, okay. As you come towards me, you look for blood because the deer is in the big woods. And I just got to the edge of the big woods. He said, Nana, I got blood. I got blood. I said, Christy, come on. I said, he's on blood. So I step in the woods, get in the woods, 5 foot in the woods. I said, you ain't on no blood. I said, you got Hercules in your hand.
So he had found the deer?
He was sitting on top of the deer. And he hollered, he got blood. I said, boy. He said, well, I didn't want to give you a heart attack until you had Hercules.
Ain't that the truth? My God.
When I got that deer, I said, oh, my God. And Christy said, what's wrong, Mom? He said, he's bigger than what I ever thought he was. I said, that deer will go a 170. I said, I ain't never killed one that big. Not here. Mm-hmm. I said, that is awesome. That deer is huge.
He really is. Do you know the measurements? Do you happen to have the score sheet or anything like that?
No, they didn't give me the score sheet, but he was 19 inch inside and he was 22. And, you know, he was almost identical. He was 22 on both, and they was amazed because he was 5 inches around his face, and he measured that pretty much all the way up.
Really? He held his mass all the way through then?
Yes. He was, they even talked about how nice a deer he was. But
do you remember how many scoreable points he had?
13.
My word. Girl. I'm going to be honest with you. Everything that you just told us is exactly what a seasoned hunter would have done. You're not sure about your shot, so you give it time. You go through and you analyze and you're thinking when you're looking for blood, where's the most likely spot for this deer to run? And you knew. I mean, you called it. You said the deer is going to take the path of least resistance. I got to tell you, Miss Cricket, you are a seasoned veteran sitting right here on the other end of this phone, and I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Well, I've always been taught, always listen. Which way your deer's running, listen to hear if it's crashing, watch your deer, see what it does, if it kicks out, whatever, And if I call my husband, tell him, hey, I can't find this deer, I know I hit this deer, he don't say nothing, he'll come help me. He knows, I try to place my shot, I try to make a good shot,
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me ask you, what kind of broadheads do you shoot?
Rage.
Okay. All right. Now, you remember, did y'all weigh him out? Did y'all see how much he weighed?
I didn't weigh him, but I would say that deer weighed around 250. Mm-hmm. He dressed out 102 pounds of meat.
Good Lord.
So I processed him myself. So I know how much meat come off of it.
I tell you that tells me a lot, because a deer, I like to do this. I will, when I shoot an animal, I like to go ahead and debone them right there in the woods, put it in my backpack, and I'm coming out, because I'm not going to drag anything I'm not going to eat. And I know that a mature deer is going to get around 50, 60 pounds of meat where I'm at. in Union Parish. So once you get over in the Delta where you guys are, and the deer can start getting bigger, obviously you're going to have more meat. And I believe every bit that you said over 100 pounds of meat. That's a big animal.
He was.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. I have electric buggy, side by side, and I rigged it to. It's got a winch on the front, so I put a pulley up on top, and on top to come down the bottom to put him in the back. Because this old gal's old. I'm an old woman. I don't like to live. So my husband and I, we rigged us up to where I could load up my deer because I go hunting a lot by myself.
Yes, ma'am.
I just love it that much. If I can slip out of that store at 2:00, I'm headed to Oak Ridge. I'm gone. And I'll just call him up, say, hey, I'm hunting. I'll be home after what?
Mm-hmm. Now, had Hercules always been coming from the Big Woods, or did he have different routes he would come in?
No, he just, I've seen him come from the Big Woods a couple of times, and then I've seen him come from a bean field, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want to say that this deer come in to my little 40 acres at the end of the season last year, and he was a 10 point. And it was at the very end, and I told the girls and stuff, I said, I'm going to let that deer walk this year. I said, they said, no, you won't. I said, yes, I am. I'm going to let him walk. I said, we got plenty of meat. I said, I've already killed a big deer. And I said, I'm going to let him walk. And they said, okay. So we let him walk. And I believe this is the deer that I let walk last year. And he came back, you know, or he just hung around.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get big deer. You got to let them, get some age on them for sure.
That's for sure. But
now, what kind of trail cameras are you using? Are they cell cam, or are they the ones you check with a card?
No, I use covert.
Okay, okay. Is that what you sell down there at Cricket's Hideaway?
Well, I do have coverts there, and I have other cameras there.
Okay.
I'm just a little place. I don't have a whole lot of, you know.
Well, I'm trying to throw you some business, Miss
Cricket. Nothing big, nothing.
I'm trying to throw you a little business.
Yeah.
But look.
Nothing big, nothing fancy, but we treat you right and we try to do right.
Hey, that's the best way to be, man. That's why I love small town America. You know, over where I'm at in Farmerville, we got a little bait store, and I help them out with a buck contest, and we just go in there and have a good time, you know, and that's what it is. It's just a good place for people to gather up and talk deer hunting and talk fishing and just talk anything they want to. That's just good stuff. So I tell you, Miss Cricket, I appreciate you coming on this evening and giving us a talk about your deer. It was a great story. I love to listen to folks like you that know what they're talking about and have a really, really good story.
I just love to hunt. I love to fish and I love to hunt. I love the outdoors.
Yes, ma'am. Well, look, I appreciate you coming on, and maybe I get to talk to you again one day. How about that?
I would love it.
All right, Miss Cricket, you have a good evening now.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Boy, I love sitting down and talking with people that can tell a good story, and Miss Cricket can tell one of the best. So glad we got to get her on this evening. You know, first lady hunter I've had on the podcast, and she knocked this one out of the park. Her deer ended up coming in at 168 and 2/8 at Simmons Sporting Goods for their big buck contest. You can see that at their website, SimmonsSportingGoods.com. They're really good about keeping a running tally of all of the pictures of the leaders. Miss Cricket's deer is on there. Man, this is just one of those deer that and stories that I really, really like to get and talk about. So for this episode, man, I'm really proud. My name is Greg Hicks. This is the Antlers and Hicks podcast. And as always, I'm going to encourage you guys to live life past 20 yards. We'll see you next time.